الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine became top issue in Islamic world due to Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, on June 4, 2023, on the occasion of 34th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise. After the Zionists and their supporters supposed that the issue of Palestine was finished and there was no need to talk about Palestine anymore, the issue of Palestine became the top issue in the Islamic world with the action that Imam took and the transformation that he created in the Islamic Ummah. Today, the issue of Palestine is considered as the first and foremost issue of Islamic world. Today, Palestine is the center of attention of Muslim nation. The resounding voice of Palestinian leaders standing at the top of the Zionist embassy in Tehran shook the world at the beginning of the revolution. Everyone knew that a new era had begun in Palestine. It breathed new life into the depressed body of the Palestinian nation. And today you see that. The Palestinian nation is proving its presence with strength and power. It makes its voice heard around the world. On Quds Day, not only do people show their support for the Palestinian in Iran or Tehran, but those who live in the capital of non-Muslim world also display their support for the Palestinian people. This is the transformation that has occurred at the level of the Ummah.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The third transformation occurred at the global level. Imam Khomeini revived an atmosphere of spirituality and spiritual attention in the world. Even in non-Muslim countries, spirituality had disappeared as a result of being stomped on by materialistic and anti-spiritual policies. The reaction of people toward the aggressiveness of Zionist and arrogant institutions that promoted materialism was passive in nature. Spirituality had been forgotten. Imam Khomeini's movement once again revived spirituality across the world. Of course, this was met with a strong reaction from the same center of power. Today, they are attacking spirituality with their own special method at the global level, wherever they can, with an even greater incentive. Some of their methods are so disgraceful that one feels ashamed to even mention them. This was the second point about Imam Khomeini. So, the first point was that Imam Khomeini cannot be erased from the memory of history.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.